Welcome to the AI HR Daily Podcast, brought to you by Ovi. I'm your host, and today we're talking about why most recruiting teams are still flying blind, and the data-driven discipline that's leaving them behind. If you want to stay on top of AI and HR, hit follow so you don't miss an episode. Okay, here's the number that stopped me in my tracks. Gartner research published earlier this year found that only 31% of recruiting teams use labor market data to inform their talent strategy. Just 31%. That means nearly 7 in 10 organizations are building their entire workforce on instinct. No data, just vibes and memory. And here's the thing. Every other business function figured this out years ago. Finance has dashboards, marketing tracks conversion rates, supply chain runs on data, but recruiting? Still largely gut feel. That's the problem that talent engineering is designed to solve. And talent engineering is basically exactly what it sounds like. You take the principles that made software development and manufacturing better over time, and you apply them to hiring. Measurable pipelines, structured rubrics, feedback loops that connect your hiring decisions back to actual business outcomes. A shared skills taxonomy so everyone's speaking the same language. Think of it this way. Skills-based hiring asks, what criteria should we evaluate? Talent engineering asks, how do we build a system that evaluates those criteria reliably, at scale, and get smarter over time? One is a policy decision, the other is an infrastructure commitment. So what does that infrastructure actually look like? There are four core pillars. First, you instrument your funnel. Time to fill, cost per hire, where candidates drop off, which sourcing channels convert. You can't optimize what you can't see. Second, you replace gut feel screening with structured rubrics. Defined competency criteria, weighted against the role, consistent across every evaluator. Third, you close the feedback loop. You connect new hire performance ratings and 6-month retention back to the decisions that got them hired. Which channels produce people who stay? Which interview questions actually predict success? And fourth, you build a shared skills taxonomy, a common language so the same competency isn't evaluated 4 different ways by 4 different teams. Now here's where the ROI gets really interesting. Industry benchmarks for 2026 show that organizations with engineered recruiting pipelines report a 340% return on investment within 18 months. Cost per hire drops by 30%. And when you stop requiring specific degrees and start evaluating against validated rubrics, your accessible talent pool expands by nearly 16 times. That's not a rounding error. That's a fundamentally different game. And AI talent specifically? Demand outpaces supply by more than 3-to-1 globally. There are 1.6 million open AI roles, and only about 518,000 qualified candidates. The teams with engineered sourcing pipelines are finding people the others miss entirely. Platforms like Ovi are making this kind of infrastructure real for everyday HR teams. Ovi's AI agent Milo screens CVs against configurable rubrics, weighing criteria, surfacing context clues, flagging red flags, and then conducts structured audio chats with shortlisted candidates to check salary expectations, availability, English proficiency, and culture fit signals, all before a human reviews a single profile. And Sora, Ovi's sourcing agent, runs systematic outreach with auto follow-up and reply rate tracking, turning sourcing from a scramble into a repeatable process. Both feed into one candidate graph, one history, one source of truth. That's what an engineered talent system looks like in practice. So here's the takeaway. The gap between organizations treating hiring as an engineering problem and those still operating on instinct is widening every quarter. The tools to close it exist right now. The question is, which side of that gap you want to be on? Thanks for listening to AI HR Daily. If you found this useful, share it with an HR leader who still thinks instinct is a strategy. I'll see you in the next episode.